23, up by more than a third on the previous 12 months. It's the highest level since records began 21 years ago. Now, Venice is the first city in the world to charge day trippers in the city in a bid to stop over-tourism. 30 million people visit annually. The two-thirds who are day trippers will be charged €5 entry fee, roughly £4. If you're staying overnight, a student or a young person, and of course a resident, then you will be exempt. Now, closer to home, an 80-year-old man donated a rare original parachute dummy from D-Day to a museum after mistaking it for a scarecrow. Yes, you heard me right. Robert Bowley from Braintree, Essex, said his brother Michael had been fond of French collector's items and got it whilst on a trip to Normandy in the 50s or 60s. Robbie said he initially mistaken it for a scarecrow before he passed it along to the museum. That's when they discovered, in fact, it was a rare surviving D-Day artifact worth thousands. The dummy scarecrow was one of several hundreds from Operation Bodyguard, part of the Operation Overlord on June the 6th, 1944.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, tonight will be dry and cool with largely clear skies. There's a few patches of cloud developing at times as well, with light winds overnight and with lows of 4. Now, during the morning on Friday, it's going to be dry with plenty of sunshine. Cloud will build up in the afternoon, but will remain largely dry with the possibility of sunny breaks with highs of 12.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
You're my spicy margarita, babe.
It's after 5.
Mix it up or give it to me.
Michelle is in the studio.
Turn me on.
No, not that one.
Not Michelle Bublé.
No. But we've got a different theme for you, today, Michelle.
We was going shot for shot like Desperado.
Can't see my dancing.
Shimmying in the studio. There you go, Annie Lawrence. How you doing, Michelle?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right. This weather, seriously.
I know, right? That's why I keep getting these colds. I don't know what's going on.
That's why you need the spicy margarita song to make us think we're somewhere tropical.
Oh, I'd love a spicy margarita.
Yeah, that'd be
been
so
a
nice.
While. Don't know what a spicy margarita is, though. I've never had one.
It must be like a hot. With I would assume it's like a spicy Caesar.
Mm. Anyway, this isn't about cocktails. This
the cocktail hour. Our
well,
new show.
A good one. Yeah. That is Sunday evenings at night. Anyway, no, you are here because you are Drive's own well-being / yoga coach, aren't you?
Yes, 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 yes. So today I'm going to talk about our hips again.
Ooh.
Ooh, I know. It doesn't tie into my song whatsoever. So I've had a few times after a yoga class, I've had someone come up to me and say, oh, I burst into tears, or I started crying, or I got really emotional in pigeon pose or in like another hip pose. And often, sometimes, if you go to a lot of yoga classes, you might hear this, that we store that phrase, we store emotion in our hips. So, and funny, it is quite common. So if this has happened to you and you've gone to a yoga class or a Pilates class even, and you've stretched out and all of a sudden you're like become really overwhelmed, really emotional or tearful, especially after a stressful week, totally normal.
Is it?
Yeah, don't go running out. Sometimes I have people, like especially regulars, and I know something's up because they'll just get up and leave.
Yeah.
And they're really embarrassed by it. I'm like, so afterwards I'll have this conversation with them and say, actually, it's really quite normal. And I would say, first things first, though, if that does happen to you in a class, just kind of, and you're on your back, just roll over onto your side and we say, come into the fetal position just to take a moment and help settle you down a bit. But why is it? Why is it that when you stretch your hips that we suddenly become emotional sometimes, especially after a stressful week, like I said, or a stressful time?
Okay.
Yeah, you don't know.
I have no idea.
Right. So
you're going to find out.
You're going to find out. So it is tied into our fight or flight response. And I've talked about this before again. So the whole point of yoga is to get rid of that fight or flight response. It's to help us relax, right? It's the opposite, our parasympathetic nervous system. But when we enter a stressful situation or a traumatic situation or anything where our body's automatic response is that fight or flight, what happens is actually our muscles seize up. And I was reading something else about how it works around, so our adrenal glands kick in, and they happen to be really quite close to the psoas. And I know when I say hips, everyone's like thinking these things on the sides of our thighs, yes, that, you know, once we have our 10 ginger biscuits, grow a size or two. But hips are a lot more complicated. They're not just one muscle. Hips are actually a combination of muscles. So look at, Joe's learned something today. So yeah, we don't have just a hip muscle. We have a bunch of muscles that are working in tandem to make that part of our body move. And in fact, one of the major muscles, we call them the psoas, they link, they're this muscle kind of that runs in the interior of our body. Don't really see it much. The only way really you can stretch it is through yoga classes. But the job of the psoas, sorry for all these people, but I'm just going to nerd out a bit again. So the job of the psoas is it connects the lower part of your body, your legs, to your spine and your torso. So the and then the psoas, like I said, they run through the center of the torso and they're near the adrenal glands as well. So sometimes they think that the cortisol goes into the psoas, tenses them up. And what can happen is if you have stress response after stress response, that fight or flight constantly happening, your psoas tend to stay tense. They don't ever relax. And then that affects that affects also the other bits of your hips. So your glutes. Your glutes are those bum muscles, basically, bottom muscles. So the psoas, all of those are connected. And that's what I said makes your kind of hips go side to side and helps move the legs. There's, it, like I said, it's if you look into it, there's loads of muscles connected there. So what you might find happening after a while, especially if you're, like I said, having a really stressful time, right? So things like major stressors in life, so like moving house, maybe you've just had a baby or something majorly stressful, work, you might start finding your back feels tight. Yeah. Your hips feel tight. So this is where we start doing a little bit of stretches, right? And then we just kind of help loosen it up. So especially, this is why it's important to keep kind of stretching almost every day, just to get rid of that tension. And that's the whole point, like I said, of yoga, is to release that stress and release those cortisols and calm you down, kind of thing. So I've got a couple little poses. Are you you all right over there, Joe? Ready to do some yoga? Right. So a couple of we've done a couple of these before, but I thought we'd go over them again. So again, if you can't stand up or you're sitting at a desk, all yoga poses essentially can be done seated in a chair. And I say this often, you can do them laying down, sitting up, or standing up, whichever way you prefer. So a really good one actually is lunges. And now a lot of people, when they lunge, they step. So for example, they might step the right leg forward, left foot back, onto the ball of foot, and then they lean over the leg.
Yeah.
Actually, wouldn't do that, especially if you've got lower back pain. What you want to do is keep the torso up and you want to tuck the bottom under. So we say tuck the pelvis under. And when you do that, you feel a bit of a stretch. So if I've got my right leg forward, not only will I feel a stretch in my thigh, but I also start feeling it in the front of the hip, the hip flexor there. So you're loosening it up that way. And also then you'll start feeling it around the lower back again, those, not just the psoas, but those like iliotibial muscles and the glutes and all that kind of stuff.
The ilio what?
Iliotibial. We call them IT bands.
I love that.
I love it. So that's a really good one. So if you're going to do lunges, do it with the torso up, tuck the pelvis under.
So instead of, because I just think naturally people just do kind of lean forward when you're trying to do the lunges. Yes, okay.
So I was in the class and now like put your hand on your knees or reach the hands up, but you're tucking the tailbone under. So that's a really good one. Another one that's really good, we call it butterfly or cobbler's pose. And this one you can do kind of laying down as well. So we start seated. And we bring the soles of the feet together, and we let the knees drop wide. And then if you want a nice extra long relaxing stretch. So sometimes people find it really hard to sit in this pose, and because their knees come up quite high, especially if your hips are tight, your knees will come up quite high. So actually a really nice way to do this one is to lay back and bring the soles of the feet together, the knees wide. That way you're not feeling suffocated by it. And again, you're just opening up. And again, it's relaxing. So you can always put a bolster or a pillow underneath the head, cover yourself with a blanket and have a quick kip.
So that's a nice easy one.
That's a super easy one, yeah.
And how many times would you have to do the lunges?
Lunges, I do like three on a side. So it depends on how your back feels, especially in a yoga class, because we're constantly switching it up. So we'll have a focus on hips, and we'll do quite a few of them. And right now I've got a really hardcore one that I'm doing with the class.
Oh, have you?
I said I must have been like one of those torturers in a former life or something. I won't tell people this one on the air because it's fun. But another one we've done before is yogi squat or malasana, where again, it's not common. It's not normal for Westerners, they say, to sit this way. So, you know, I always call it, well, I give it three different poses. I call it Glastonbury pose or don't touch the seat pose. Mm. So, you know, you stand and it's like a squat. And so you're lifting the bum up. Most people are there. So I said, it's perfect for practicing for the long drops. Then you can do campfire pose, where if you want to come towards the floor, but it's too much or you've just had a legs day, we bring a block underneath us, get the knees to come wide. You're still stretching out through the groin and around the hips and the joints. Or you can just, again, squat all the way to the floor, knees nice and wide. And I usually say, like, if you're doing it on a yoga mat, bring the feet as wide as the yoga mat, turn the toes out, heels in, and then sit back. Mm. So, and then over time, it does get easier. A lot of people really struggle with that one. But you do, it does get easier over time.
But if you are going to a festival this year, that is the perfect exercise to work your way up to it, basically.
That's it. And camping, festivals, anything. Sure. All the Canadians are good in this one because we all grew up camping.
Anyway. That's pretty much it. So you have some pictures of that for us as well, so we can put that up on
We can find some.
Not the one, obviously, with the squatting one, maybe not, is it, when you're camping, but the other one.
I went from Glastonbury from a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that'll be fine, in the mud. But literally, well, I hope it was mud anyway. But, you will be able to online have a look on phoenixfm.com, and you will be able to catch up on the latest episode of Michelle's as well. So if you want to go back through it, have another listen. You can actually download as well. Some people don't realize you can download it. You think you can just listen online, but actually where it says download, it's highlighted in yellow. So and then you press that and you can download it to any device and listen to it at your leisure. There you go. Michelle, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You've got a song, haven't you, now? You're going to stick around anyway, because I want to go through the last bit of the biscuits.
Yeah, I'm interested in the biscuit thing.
So what song have you got first, though?
Oh, I've requested Avril Lavigne, another good Canadian.
Here we go. Secretly she
Pirate Boy, Have All the Vein. I love, that's a timeless track as well, I think. You could play it now and no one would even know. If they weren't around 20 odd years ago, that was already been a massive, huge hit. Now, we're going to have a listen to Guess the Intro. Then after the ads, we're going to come back with Michelle again, because we're going to get, she's staying at the studio because she wants to find out what the top dunking biscuit is. I know, it's so exciting here today. Here we go, have a listen to Guess the Intro.
Guess the Intro.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Be part of Havering's biggest coffee morning by hosting your own work or personal tea party or coffee morning for St Francis Hospice on any day in May. Support your local charity in their 40th birthday year and help raise vital funds for local people in need. For more information, visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page or the St Francis Hospice website, sfh.org.uk.
Right, we're back here on Phoenix FM driving me, Joe Bailey, and Michelle Spencer is still in the studio. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, hello.
You fancy a cup of tea now, don't you? Yeah. Some biscuits instead
I'm
of you just got
all
water.
Pink here too, I noticed.
I know, I'm just you've got a dusky pink and you've got a bright pink neon microphone muff as well on you there. Anyway, so we are going through the top 10 dunkers, and we've already had custard cream, then choc digestives, then we had a hob thingy, then a malted milk, party ring, and a shortbread. But coming in at four, caramel digestives. You can dunk them 53 times, 1 minute 36. Is your favourite in there yet, Michelle?
No, you've not mentioned it. You know, before I moved here, I didn't even realise there was this many biscuits out there.
So what biscuit?
We call them cookies. I was like, Dad's oatmeals and chocolate chip.
That's it.
That was pretty much it. Oh, and peanut butter cookies. Yeah.
Peanut butter. Yeah, my voice went really low then. So
I love peanut butter
or anything. Anyway, this is about a biscuit. So we're caramel digestives, which I don't even know which they are. They come in at number four, bourbon biscuits. Do you like a bourbon?
I love a bourbon.
78 times you can dunk that for 2 minutes and 28.
I believe that.
Would you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Are you one of those that break it in half?
Yeah, I was just thinking I would like split it in half.
You're like, yeah.
Lick the chocolate out, dip.
That's a great diet tip as well, that one. Right, now number two is a choc-lib. You know the one that's got chocolate on it and it's like just a plain biscuit. It looks like a rich tea, but
aren't
a square
they like
one.
Viennese or something? Chocolate.
No, it's like plain like a rich tea biscuit. Yeah. And on the top, it's got like a little layer of chocolate. So obviously there are many, many brands such as that.
Oh,
around. But you can dunk that 80 times. Well, it is like a bit of cardboard, to be fair. I don't think there'd be much chocolate on it, though, after 80 times. For 2 minutes and 20.
To be fair, I'm surprised the party biscuits are not up higher.
What's party
biscuits? Your little round party ring things we were talking about.
I know, yeah, but there's not much of them, is it? I suppose because it's a ring. It's got a hole in the middle.
Maybe.
So that's why it wouldn't. The substance is not together. So, arc at me. I did all right in science back in the day. I like to fool myself. So, coming in at number one, have you any idea what it is?
I want to think it's the ginger thing.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Those are my favourites.
Don't they, Jeff? Well, I should have got a drum roll lined up for this one. But I know that you at home, you're going to be shouting at me through the radio because some may not class it as a biscuit. 116 times you can dunk this for 3 minutes, 16 seconds. It's the Jaffa Cake. I know. You gasp. I heard.
Why would you even dip that?
Essex and East London were gasping along with you. I know. So, yeah, so don't shout at me through the radio. I didn't create the survey, but I do agree with you at home.
It would get messy too.
It would, wouldn't it? There wouldn't be much chocolate on it. But no. I like taking the orange bit off of the before. That's what I like.
I just shove it in my mouth and eat it.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah. And then I blame the other kid for eating the whole pack.
Oh, fair enough. What, your kids at home?
Yeah.
Now they know. Yeah. Well, do you know what? I enjoyed that survey. I'm feeling rather peckish now. I'm going to stop off and get some gluten-free biscuits on the way home. I can dunk them for 2 hours and 200 minutes. Yeah. Anyway, Michelle, listen, thanks again coming in and sticking around. I know, were you disappointed by the end bit there?
Actually, I knew gingers didn't because they do crumble quickly in my tea. So
there you go.
Yeah, see, I'm proper British.
You are now. Yeah, you're more British than Canadian. Anyway, Michelle, thank you, and we will see you next week.
We'll see you next week.
But now, the one and only biscuits or Jaffa Cake. Chesney Hawks.
Shakira coming up in a minute, because Michelle was talking about hips. So Hips Don't Lie is up after the travel news.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Now, there is stop-start traffic on the M25 clockwise between West Thurrock and Dartford. You're looking at a travel time of 70 minutes there. So, it's partially blocked. Severe delays due to an accident and a lorry involved on the Junction 1A. That's Bob Dunn Way. Congestion to Junction 30. It's really, really sticky around that area. Coming out of London, it's not looking too bad at all. The same traffic as you'd expect at 5:27 on a midweek. Slow traffic on Western Esplanade, Marine Parade at the pier in Southend. The travel time there is 10 minutes. We are also looking at Braintree, Notley Road closed between Maysfield Road and Longleat Road due to a building fire. A141 eastbound, slow between High Road, Northwild and Chipping Ongar. In Braintree, slow on the A120 east between the B1256 and Galley's Corner roundabout, around a 15-minute delay there. Billericay, slow on Southend Road, northbound between Barleylands Farm and London Road. Brentwood, slow Ongar Road, Shenfield Road, Ellingrove Road, towards the High Street, yep, at Wilson's Corner. Still slow on Broomfield Road between King's Road and Rectory Lane in Chelmsford. Quick looking, Colchester, slow on East Street, eastbound between Brook Street and St Andrews Avenue. Now, heading over to the rail, it's okay at the moment, but just to let you know, the lifts are still out of order between platforms 3 and 4 at Shenfield Station. And on the tube, we are looking at minor delays on the Bakerloo line between Queen's Park and Harrow and Wilton. Still minor delays on the central line between Lanestone and Hainault. Severe delays now on the district line just between Earls Court and Wimbledon, though. Severe delays on the metropolitan line between Uxbridge and Harrow on the Hill. Underground station closed on Northern Line at Kentish Town. Minor delays on the rest of the Northern Line due to a shortage of trains. And finally, there are severe delays on the Piccadilly Line between Acton Town and Uxbridge due to earlier signalling problems at Rayners Lane.
Ladies up in here tonight. No fighting.
We got the refugees.
No fighting. No fighting. Shakira, Shakira.
I never really knew that she could dance like this. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama? Bonita. Picasso.
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension. See, baby, this is perfection.
Hey, girl, I can see your body moving. And it's driving me crazy. And I didn't have the slightest idea until I saw you dancing. And when you walk up on the dance floor, nobody can not ignore the way you move your body, girl. And everything's so unexpected, the way you right and left it. So you can keep on shaking it.
Never really knew that she could dance like this. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama? Bonita.
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel your joy. Come on, let's go real slow. Don't you see, baby, I see it's perfect. Babe, I know I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension. Don't you see, baby, this is perfection. Oh boy, I can see your body moving. Half animal, half man. I don't really know what I'm doing, but just seem to have a plan. My will, I'm self-restrained. Half bound to fail now, fail now. See, I'm doing what I can, but I can't. So you know that's a bit too hard to explain.
Spanish, como se llama, bonita, Picasso,
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you know you got me hypnotized. So be wise and keep on beating the size of my body.
Señorita, feel the conga, let me see you move like.
así.
En Barranquilla se baila así.
Yeah, she's so sexy, I am a fantasy. A refugee like me back with the Fugees from a third world country. I go back like when Pac carried crates for Humpty Hump. We lead a whole club dizzy. Why the CIA wanna watch us? Colombians and Haitians, I ain't guilty, it's a musical transaction. Bobo, Zobo, no more do we snatch rope. Refugees run the seas cause we on our own boat.
I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go, real slow. Baby, like this is perfecto. Oh, you know I'm on tonight. My hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. The attraction, the tension. Baby, like this is perfection.
No fighting, no fighting, no fighting.
No fighting.
If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
Thursday on Phoenix FM in the evening, it's always a busy one because Darren will be taking over from me soon. Then we've got the non-league hour with John Chubb, bumper to bumper with alt indie stuff going on from the 60s right up to now, and of course Madeline Christie's The Night Shift, country and Americana tracks, and she's going to be chatting to the voice star turned country singer Jake O'Neill tonight, so it's going to be a smashing show. Make sure you tune in there. Now it's Andy Bell's birthday today. I can't believe it, he is 60, and so we've got to have an Erasure song, haven't we?
Hello, this is Andy Bell from Erasure. You're listening to Phoenix FM.
football season's almost over, but the cricket season isn't, and Darren's in the studio. Look at that for a segue. Look at me. I've suddenly become a professional, I think.
I'm quite happy to talk about football. Palace West Ham the other day.
Yes, if you want to. I don't think I do, to be fair, but if you really want to, it's only fair, I suppose. Go on. No, but just to let you know as well, we're at home, that Shake It Off session today is going to be, I've gone back to the 80s, Dead or Alive, You Spin Me Round. So when you hear Taylor Swift, the very next song that's coming up, oh, goodness me, look, yeah, look, someone says, oh, hang on, is that a good or bad thing? Oh, hang on, someone's messaging on already, son, you've played that before. It was last year, so they can get over it. Anyways, Dead or Alive, You Spin Me Round will be coming up anytime between now and Darren. But Darren, how are you feeling? All right.
I'm all right. I am all right. I've had a few little bumps in the road the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, to say the least, yes.
But I'm all right. I've just got to take it easy. So, yeah, what better place to take it easy than Phoenix FM Towers?
Of course, yes. Towers is right. So there was a crane here earlier. Oh, goodness me.
Knocked it out some news feed, isn't it?
I know. It's been very naughty around here, to be fair. Yeah, so I think someone's coming into the studio as well. It's going to be a busy old show. I'm sure I saw someone coming into the studio.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know who it was. Yeah. Unless they've got some food, you can bring them in, obviously.
Yeah, well, I'm noticing. Gilson, if you're listening.
Yes.
Where are the biscuits? You've slacked away on that front. You were very good. You're on a good run with a good mixture of biscuits, but they seem to have dried up. So if you are listening, Mr. Gilson, Andy Gilson of the Orient Hour.
Yep.
And the, what's it? He's like Phoenix FM's Tony Blackburn, isn't he?
He is, isn't he? He's got different voices for it as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, yes.
He's a thesaurus, essentially, on anything for the 60s and 70s, isn't he, really?
Yes. He's old enough to be a thesaurus, I tell you.
Is he one of the original ones? Yeah, one of the original dinosaurs. Anyway, yes, I didn't say it. Oh, I just did. Never mind. Yeah. So Darren,
good job you didn't call him Uncle Fester.
Oh, no. No, I wouldn't do that. Anyway. Moving on, because he won't bring you any chocolates in, you know. No. Or he'll bring all the stuff in that you don't like. That's what happened. If you are listening, Darren, I was going to say. Andy, yes, you are lovely. Thank you for bringing in the chocolates for everybody else. Right, now, you have a big show on tonight, haven't you?
Yes, it's very, very busy. There's loads of cricket. It is the cricket season here, although you wouldn't think so, looking out the window. it's so cold and wet. Yeah. And but we are well into the county championships. So there's lots to talk about there. We'll be reviewing all the matches from the third round. The fourth round starts tomorrow. Mm-hmm. There's a bit of news and stuff from around the world of cricket. My guest tonight is Matt Kabir Ali. If you watch Matt Kabir Floyd, who, if you watch Sky Sports, he's on it all the time, Sky Sports News and all the rest of it.
Yes.
Very recognisable chap and very slick. He's been in here a couple of times as well.
Is he slick? Really?
He came in here once. Right.
Yeah, really.
When we first started getting guests in the studio, and he was one of the first.
Yeah.
And it was me and Webby sat here, complete amateurs, with a bloke from Sky Sports sat in that chair there. But to be honest, we let him get on with it. I gave him the running order. I said, go on, Matt, run with it.
Oh, happy days.
And he was brilliant. Yeah. He was brilliant. Anyway, I've caught up with him. He is presenting coverage of the Indian Premier League, the IPL, on Sky Sports at the moment.
Yeah. Busy boy, then. Mm.
Yeah, he is. He is. So I'm going to be chatting about that with him. He's also got a new podcast out.
Oh.
Which sounds brilliant. I mean, God, it just puts us to shame, you know. When you're part and parcel of it all and a professional, you can get guests that we would only dream of. But nevertheless,
but you've got a great guest tonight. It's a bit of a coup having him.
Well, that's right. He's a big supporter of us, so yeah, we'll be talking to him. There's music tonight. If you want your music, we've got music from Squeeze,
Tempted,
Hadaway,
and
Martha and the Muffins. Ooh. Do you remember them?
No, I don't. I know them. Yes.
Echo Beach.
Yeah. Yes.
So we got
classic.
A bit of that.
Oh, lovely.
Plus your weather and travel. It's all happening right here on Phoenix 98 FM.
See, you are a professional, Darren. Anyway, thanks for that. Listen,
hang on.
Go on.
I've got a little fact for you.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
You played Shakira earlier on.
Shakira.
Yeah, Hips Don't Lie. Do you want to know a little bit of trivia about that song?
Yeah, go on. Someone is waiting to get in the studio. We'll find out the fact. Hang on.
That, on the very, very, very last Top of the Pops, which I think was in 2006.
Ooh.
Right.
That was number one. That was what they came out with.
Was it? Oh, thanks, Darren. Anyway, he's running off to let whoever it is back into the studio. Now, we've got a short break. We'll be coming back with Ariana Grande. And don't forget, Dead or Alive is our Shake It Off session today.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems. At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
I didn't think you'd understand me. How could you ever even try? I don't wanna tiptoe, but I don't wanna hide. But I don't wanna feed this monstrous fire. Just wanna let this story die.
Good.
We
Right, let's have another listen to Guess the Intro. I'll be playing this track out right on before I pass you over to Darren.
Guess the Intro.
That one, you spin me round in brackets like a record. You have to say the full title, otherwise it's just wrong. Well, the last track is coming up for me. It is our guest, the intro. It is Travis. Why Does It Always Rain on Me? Stick around for Darren. It's a brilliant show. Play some brilliant tracks as well. Thanks for listening in, keeping me company, and I will meet you back here tomorrow, 3 till 6. Have a great night. Bye.
sun is shining. I can't afford the lightning. I can't stand myself.